And also, arrogance. You will know the arrogant person by the number he uses the word I, me, mine, our in his conversation. One reason that some people were destroyed in the Quran is because of their use of these particular words. The shaitan, for example, said, Ana khayrun minhu, khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min teen. I'm better than him. You created me from fire, you created him from mud, so I must be better. The word I. Fir'aun, for example, said, Am ana khayrun min hadha alladhi huwa mahinun wa la yakadu yubin. I'm much better, this is Pharaoh speaking, I'm much better than this person who is disgraced, humiliated, he's very low in the society, he can't even articulate his opinions. He is talking about Musa alayhi salam. And so on and so forth, there are so many examples in the Quran. There is also a problem. You know, speaking about arrogance, some people are arrogant because of their position in the society. When you speak to, you know, I'm not saying that all doctors are bad, but if you talk to a doctor or an officer, and because of his position, he will not listen to you even if you are right, but because of, you know, the arrogance. Or because of the age. Old people, it is, you know, very difficult sometimes for some older brothers, like 50s, 60s, to listen to someone in his 20s, just because of the age. So age should not be a problem, you know, among Muslims. Who is right should be followed regardless of his age. I remember one time in reading in the story of Al-Ma'mun, he was one of the Khulafa. The delegations used to come to him. So one of the delegations selected a very young gentleman to speak to Ma'mun on behalf of, you know, the other delegates or the people with him. So Ma'mun said, you know, he was like 12 years old or something. And in the group there were people in their 50s, 60s, 70s. So he told them, aren't there other people who are older to speak for the group than this young kid? So the young man said, O Khalifa, إِنَّمَا الْمَرْءُ بِأَصْغَرَيْهِ قَلْبُهُ وَلِسَانُهُ. We judge the person, or the person should be respected for what is in his heart and what he says by his tongue. And he told him, if it was a matter of age, there are many Muslims, like millions of Muslims, who are older than you, and they were more eligible to be in your place than you are, because they are older than you. So alhamdulillah, the Khalifa was convinced and he let him talk. And at the end, he gave him a big prize. It's a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forget. And mashallah, the sisters forget a lot of things. And this is something good to forget. There are some people who remember everything. When they talk to, you know, talk to the brother, for example, that today when you parked your car in the parking lot, your car was very close, it was almost standing on the line. So we are talking about something that happened 5 minutes ago. The other brother will say, for example, but remember, you know, 15 years ago, you did something to me. Like, when we're standing in the salah, you stepped on my foot 15 years ago. So this is one of the problems. We always remember things that happened a long time ago, and this affects our attitude when we talk to the people. We need to forget, and we need to forgive. And this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making generalizations about people is also another problem. You know, you talk to one of the brothers, you guys don't respect me. How come? Your brother said something yesterday about me. He didn't like my haircut or my clothes. So what do I have to do with this? My brother said it? No, you are bad people. All of you are bad people. You know, brother, I didn't say anything. I respect you. And by the way, I love your haircut. No. All of you are bad people. We Muslims suffer from generalizations in the media. Like, all of us are terrorists. All of us are this and that. Islamically, everyone should be judged individually, not collectively. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask you why the people in California are not praying. He will ask you about yourself, not other people. How many times do we read in the Quran, وَلَا تَزِرُوا وَزِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى? Every soul shall be judged, rewarded or punished according to its own deeds, not anybody else's deeds. We have to do the same thing. We will talk very briefly, inshallah, about the etiquettes of this agreement in Islam. The first one is, when you talk to some people about something they have done, your intention should be that you are doing this for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of disagreeing with people, so you will make a scene, or the people will say, oh, he's a hero, he's a scholar, you know, he just, you know, cites all the evidence from the Quran, and so, no. You will not get any reward for what you say unless your intention is pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember reading the description of Al-Jahiz, one of the, you know, the literary scholars in Islam, Al-Jahiz. One of his descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a great articulate, you know, Muslim, using the Arabic language, that he didn't mean to offend his opponent when he spoke to the people. I will give one example. He always showed respect to the people. He was not arguing for the sake of argument. He was arguing so the people would accept Islam or he would make a point. But the Prophet ﷺ didn't talk a lot. And that's why it was very simple for the scholars of Hadith to collect the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ. If we make the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ in all the books of Hadith, Bukhari, Muslim, Nasa'i, Tirmidhi, of all of, you know, of these books, the words of the Prophet ﷺ would make about 15-20% of these books. The rest would be descriptions of what the Prophet ﷺ did or agreed upon. Like how he prayed, how he fasted, how he made pilgrimage, and so on and so forth. Utiya Jawam al-Kalim. He would say very brief things and they mean a whole lot of things. He didn't talk too much. He would listen more than he would talk. So that was the Prophet ﷺ and his behavior with the people. Every time we have a difference about something, we should refer this difference or the whole issue to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And this is what Allah says in the Quran. فَإِنْ تَنَزَعْتُمْ فِي سُورَةِ النِّسَاءِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَإِنْ تَنَزَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you disagree on something, then refer it to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. If you do believe in Allah and in the final day, the Day of Judgment. Sometimes when, you know, people have disagreements on something, and you tell one of the brothers, you know, you should do it this way, because Allah says in the Quran and the Prophet says in the Hadith, he will tell you, you know, brother. But Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, for example, said this and this. The Imam next to my house says this and this. You tell him, subhanAllah, Allah is telling, saying something, the Prophet is saying something, and you are telling me Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani is saying this, or Imam al-Khawarizmi is saying this or this. I mean, you should listen to what Allah says and to what the Prophet says, not what other people say. They might be mistaken, or maybe they are saying the right thing, but you misunderstood what they were saying.